Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Oh, here we go. Welcome to Two Teas in a Pod. I am Tamara Judge.
And I am Teddy Mellencamp, who burps.
All right, let's get right into the headlines.
Real Housewives of Orange County is delayed because producers are editing the trailer and the whole season, putting Gina as a friend of and Taylor as a main housewife, after realizing that the first one gave another flop performance. Are you excited to see Taylor back? Two Teas in a Pod, I need to hear from you all on this one. I don't believe this.
I haven't heard anything about that. I would be absolutely shocked at this point that they would do that. I think people are just trying to find reasons for it being delayed. So I don't believe any of that. I would be really shocked if that was the case. I think that people are just trying to just stir up shit to try to figure out why the show's delayed. Like you said, all the shows delayed. If I wasn't mistaken, I think I heard that Jersey was delayed like 6 or 7 months as well. From the time they stopped filming to the time they aired. And look at Beverly Hills. Look at Beverly Hills. They stopped filming a long time ago. And they're just now
filming. Also, by the way, did you notice that all of the women posted the same picture yesterday?
How are they able to do that? I would have gotten my ass served to me if I would have done that.
Well, this is why. Because there's no new people in there. So
it doesn't matter. You can't give away storyline. We have.
They always do it. They always do it on Beverly Hills. Obviously, that was
shit over that.
That was the first group outing, and my guessing is that's the first group outing. As of now, I think Allison Melnick is a total rumor. I do not believe it would ever be her.
Well, you need to find out.
Right. I've been doing some digging, and pretty much my guess through my digging is as of now, it's going to be the six of them, but that could change as the season progresses.
Well, what about
know who I think they should hire?
Who? You?
No. Well, yes, but no. Pamela Anderson.
So do I.
I think she would be so good on that show.
Last I heard, she lived in France, though. So I don't know.
No.
Yes.
No, she doesn't live in France. She no longer lives in France.
Okay, she no longer lives. So last I heard, because
she just finished doing Roxy on Broadway.
I know.
The same thing that Erica Jane did.
I know. That would be a good, I don't know.
I feel like Pamela Anderson has a good, juicy story to tell. She seems like she has this calm, soft demeanor. But I don't think that you're married 7 to 8 times and you don't have a touch of crazy in you. So
right.
I want to watch her.
Okay, well, the newest headline, Dana is back and filming The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Somebody took a picture.
Donna, isn't it Dana?
Dana. What did I say? Donna? Dana?
You said Dana.
But Dana is back in filming, according to, I don't know who, Bravos and Queens, and I don't know. There's so many accounts out there.
Queens of Bravo Plus.
Okay, so this does not look like housewife cameras to me, or monitors.
No.
This looks like a cooking show or something like that.
That's what I was going to say. It looks like if you were going to do a paid post where you got a good amount of money for it and they sent in their one person crew.
Yeah. I mean, there's lighting there. There's all, no, they don't do that.
I mean, they do lighting. They set up lighting prior to when
you have lighting throughout your house. Like your lights are covered for like little screens to live your life.
Yeah. But they don't have like a, this is like a box.
No, the best I've ever gotten, best I've ever gotten is China balls in my bedroom, because my bedroom does not have can lighting and it's a little bit dark in there. So that's about it.
Which also, you guys should notice, if you watch every housewife dinner, they all have these same ugly things that look like candles. Those are lights.
Those are lights.
It's like these plain big ass candles that lay through. I mean, I don't know if it's every show, but Beverly Hills, we had those on every table, no matter where we ate. I think she wants people to think it's housewives.
Of course. Of course. So,
cause she wrote back at it.
Whatever. Well, another day, another housewife lawsuit in the news. Joe Gorga is being sued for $110,000 over unpaid construction costs on his and Melissa's new mansion, as sources claim they are in jeopardy of being fired from the show amid Teresa's feud. Oh, God. People can file lawsuits for any reason. Let's see where this one goes.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? They could be late on the payment. They could who knows? There could have been a mistake and they're not paying it because of that.
Or they
we
could
don't
be,
know.
Yeah, a conflict where they don't think they owe it. Who knows? But
on that same token, did you see Kim Zolciak's daughters entering LAX? TMZ got them, and TMZ, I mean, they were relentless, like asking repeatedly, is your house going into foreclosure? The younger one, the younger daughter,
was very talkative.
Very
and unrecognizable. She's really grown up to be really beautiful. Not that she wasn't beautiful before, but she's really grown. She's like a woman now. I haven't seen her
but
in
the
years.
older daughter seemed more quiet.
Well, do you know what, like, she should be quiet, because you know what she said?
What?
We went through this in November. And I'm like, no. So basically saying that their house was in foreclosure in November and they got out of it. They made the payment. Well, I hate to see a family kicked out of their house, especially when you have 7 children.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's hard.
This next one, I hate to even talk about it again. Other than, you guys, please go and donate. This one is People Magazine article. Slade Smiley's ex slams housewife alum for neglect and inexcusable behavior after son's death. Michelle Arroyo is speaking from the heart about her late son Grayson and alleging that his connection with her father Slade wasn't what it seemed. I mean, she says, I have stayed quiet year after year on the excusable behavior and neglect by his father and fiance out of respect for my son, who wanted nothing more in the world rather than a real relationship with his father. I mean, we don't even need to read this entire article.
Right, it's a deep.
But the part that I find fishy or suspicious is all the pictures they have been posting are from when the son was 12.
Yeah. Well, I've known about this for years, so, and people that watch the show, I know. I mean, it's sad across the board. They both lost a child, and you know, that's never easy. Ever easy. But there's some interesting facts though in this article on People.
Yeah. Go to People Magazine, read the article. We have one more headline, and that is regarding Andy Cohen telling Nicole, our fave, that he hopes that Nicole and Larsa find some peace, which we'll get into in our next episode.
Do you think it's that bad about that? Oh, that must have went really bad at the reunion then.
Well, what she said in response to him is, how can you say that, you know, you're forgiven and, you know, all is good, and then saying, I just did that to shut her up. And I agree. Yeah. If you do those snarky confessionals after an apology, it takes away the apology. One cancels out
100%.
The other.
100%. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try DashPass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right. The OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Okay, so should we start with Jersey?
Yeah, let's start with Jersey.
Okay.
It's fresh
on my All right, mind. Let me pull up my notes. All right, we first have to talk, the first thing that I have to say before any drama is Frank as the Easter Bunny gives creatine protein powder and HGH with a touch of spray tan.
And I want you to be healthy. And he was in the hospital. That's why he didn't make the first photo shoot. And that scares me. Scares me, Frank.
I know.
We want you healthy.
I'm starting to like
Polly. I'm loving Polly. And he's cracking me up. Buzz Lightyear and Mr. Potato Head? Is that what he called him?
Yeah. But my question is, am I wrong or does Polly have is Polly from not like, does he have an accent, but not a Jersey accent?
Well, isn't he Irish?
That's what I was going to say. Is he Irish? Because sometimes I feel like he has, he is Irish.
Yeah, I don't.
But sometimes I feel like he has no accent and then sometimes his accent is really strong.
But is he from Ireland or is he just Irish? Because I'm Irish.
He's got to be from Ireland.
It's a little hint. Little hint of a little bit of an accent.
He's from Dublin.
Oh, he's from Dublin. I went to Dublin too. We filmed in Dublin.
We remember.
The party continued at the cheese pulling.
The mozzarella. I can't. I mean,
Teresa really asking Melissa to be a bridesmaid and then Melissa declining. I would have loved to hear Melissa say, you know what? Yeah, I would. It means something to me.
I would have loved. Do you know what an asshole she would have sounded like if she was like, thanks, thank you. Yeah, sure. I actually am desperate to be a bridesmaid. There's no
Yeah, but Joe's bitching. Yes. Joe's been bitching and she's been bitching about not being a bridesmaid. And then when Teresa's like, do you want to be one? Like I felt like she was sincere. And then Melissa's like, no.
I feel like she was sincere because she was just like, enough's enough. Like, I don't want to fight with you anymore over this. Maybe I made a mistake. I thought that until we got to the part where we realized that Melissa's family wasn't invited to the wedding.
Right. And that's one part I don't agree with.
Yeah. Like, it's one thing if you're having, you know, me and Edwin got married. There's 20 of us there. Plenty of people were not invited. My first husband, Matt, there was 250
people there. Your wedding was in Paris. So you can't expect everybody to go.
No, but I only invited 20 people. That's what I'm saying. It's if you have a small destination wedding, then you don't have to invite all those extra family members.
They didn't.
But if you're going to invite Chanel Ion, right. who you met one time, who I love Chanel. I would love her to be at my wedding right. too. But
I feel like they kind of made up. And then Teresa walked away and she's like, I'm so happy.
Well, I thought so too. But then I disagreed. Like, I was texting with, you know, we're all in a group text with our producers. And I was saying that I thought that Teresa was doing well and fine and going to move on. And then I thought that Louie and the daughters kind of amped her right back up. And they were like, well, they disagree because Gabriella never wants to be on camera. And the fact that she got on filmed means that she really had something to say.
And
she
broke out in hives.
Yeah, I mean, I break out in hives when I get really stressed.
So does Sophia. So my daughter does the same thing.
Anxiety is a fun little gem.
Isn't it? Well, I wouldn't know. I'm like,
but
fuck
you,
it.
Okay, here's the thing, Tam. You think this is the difference. You think you're like chill and laid back about things, but actually, you're really not.
And I'm not. You but the thing talk- is I don't buy into things. I let like things will come to me and they'll like bother me, and then I can brush them off. I can be like,
but for
okay.
Example,
some
even
people
our
bonus like you cannot.
We did the other day. No, I can't. But I will never claim that I'm laid back. Like the other day, you're like, we did a photo shoot. You're like, I don't care. Any picture's fine. I don't give a fuck. I don't care any. And then we send our choice and then you're like, nope, I like picture number one. I'm like, Tara,
well,
I didn't say
I didn't give a fuck about what picture is going to be out there.
You did.
I said, I don't give a fuck.
You go, I don't give a fuck. You guys pick.
I don't remember that.
That is a touch.
I think maybe at the photo shoot I said that.
Yeah, that same day.
I was drunk. What do you expect?
But that is not the point.
And then the photo shoot comes back and the pictures come and then they, you know, lots of emails back and forth. I'm like, okay, just narrow it down. Then they narrow it down. Teddy narrows it down to three.
No, that wasn't me. That was the
okay, let's move on.
The magazine cover.
Okay.
But it was funny to me. My point is you do care a little.
Oh, I care a little bit, but it's not enough for me to like get myself, my panties caught in a bunch. I'm just like, I can move on. Like, I don't let it.
You, yeah. If you have an issue with somebody and you guys say you're going to move on, you'll move
yeah,
on.
Yeah, 1000%.
But in general in life, you do have, like, it's not, there are some people that I think are on Housewives that do things. And I think they truthfully have no regret yeah. afterwards, even when they make, I don't think.
I mean, I'm sorry that I don't want a picture on a picture of me on the cover of a magazine that look like I'm constipated.
The other one, I look like I'm taking a shit.
Oh, so we'll do the good one for you.
We either look like we have diarrhea
yeah.
or we're constipated.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll move on.
Now I've got to talk about
Margaret, Melissa, Jackie's lunch.
Hold on. I haven't moved on from the kids yet. I still want to talk about Gia saying, I'm not done.
Okay.
Because Gia says the only time she saw Joe and Melissa is when Teresa was in prison, when they were on camera. See, I didn't realize that there was a show filming them.
I didn't either. And I mean, I don't know that I would want my kids I don't think that I would put my kids in this position to bring them on TV.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
That's just me. That's just me. Now I know that Gia's 21 at least, right?
Yeah.
So that's her choice. But I just, you notice when Melissa and Joe were talking at the table with her mother and her sister, one of them asked for the kids to leave.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the right thing to do.
But this felt like a scene where I mean, you can start to see when Louis gets upset because his skin color
turns
changes.
Red.
Like, it's more than like the neck hives that we get. It's like a full color change. But I really thought that, I think that Teresa, left to her own devices, would have moved on at that point.
Yeah, I think so. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you get upset if somebody looked you up and down?
No.
Okay.
Because
Margaret, Melissa, and Jackie at lunch after, you know, the cheese party, given the rundown to Jackie, who was not invited to the cheese party, basically admitted that she looked her up and down because her outfit was horrible and it looked like she got her shorts out of the hamper.
Well, what about the editing? And then we find out that she's also like an aspiring clothing.
I know.
I can't. I was like, the shade of the editing of this. And then she's there with Melissa looking how to pull clothing, which, Melissa, don't pretend that you liked that purple dress that has a mock sleeve. I know you didn't.
Well, then Margaret, you know, Margaret, they bring up Jennifer Aiden.
Yeah.
And they start talking about that. They worry that she's having issues because her behavior so far this season has been a little erratic, and she's been, I don't know. I feel like when you're upset inside, it comes out in many different ways, and basically saying that she needs to deal with her marriage, and the other girls agreed. So I feel like because that clip was in there, I feel like the future between Bill and Jennifer are going to be rocky this season.
Well, I think even when you hear Bill talking to Jennifer, when I something Jennifer asked, like, aren't I a self-reflective person or something like that?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And he can't even, he can't even, it would be like me looking at Edward and being like, honey, aren't I laid back?
No.
I'm not controlling, right?
Like, oh, God. First of all, he would not agree to that.
But if you ask questions, but like, why even ask him those questions? Like, you're testing. I feel like everything in their relationship right now is a test.
It's like,
and
exactly.
When you get to that part of a relationship, shit's bad. Like, I don't ask Edward questions I don't want to hear the answers to.
Right. Well, we got to know Rachel, John, and what's the little girl's name? Gianelli? Gianella?
Oh yeah. It's like a two name. It's a two name.
Gianella, yeah. And then she went on to tell her story about IVF and not being able to get pregnant and having miscarriages. I had no idea that this was so common. I feel like every housewife show has one or two housewives that have gone through the miscarriage and the IVF and all that. I really didn't know that it was that common of a situation. Because I got pregnant so easy and everybody in my family did. So I never experienced
that. But also in the time when you were getting pregnant, mm-hmm. during that time, people didn't talk about it. It was kind of one of those things that like everybody kept on the hush hush. Like when I was having miscarriages, I truly thought I'm the only one. And the second I opened up, every like 90% of the women I know are like, oh, I had one too. Or I had that. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Why doesn't anybody warn you? But I do wish that I could be half as well groomed as Rachel's husband's beard. Like, what? I mean, how much time does that take?
What I'm not looking for, who knows, but what I'm not looking forward to is the fight between the two of them that we've seen on so many housewife shows. I want a baby. I don't want one. I want one. I don't want one. I'm like, oh, here we go again. Are we really going to cover this?
Producer question. They asked me that my first season, like every time that you have a baby and it comes up. But granted, we said no, and then look what happened. Duff came years later.
Yeah.
But I do think one of the breakout stars of Jersey, yes, I love both the new housewives, but is Olivia. When she said,
oh, she's being very sassy this
when
season.
She's in her pajamas and she's like, the life of me. And it's like her in this one. Slate has those pajamas because I bought them on Amazon. I was like, oh, I should LTK those. We have those same ones.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Can we also talk? I mean, I feel like everything else we can kind of get through. It kind of brushes through, but I do want to know what your thoughts were on that bros dinner, like all the guys.
All the guys came one by one, but you knew who was going to be last.
Yeah. It was Louis.
And they're all talking shit about him right as they're waiting, as he comes.
Yes. They're literally like, you know, what I can't remember what they said. It was like a lot of shit. It was like Louis shows up, you know, and I think Joe's calling him garbage or something. He's just saying, calling him garbage. It's just, and then Louis comes in and hugs Joe. I'm like, oh shit.
I can say this. Joe had, and listen, we all have moments, but Joe had crazy eyes.
Joe had crazy eyes that day. You could tell there's a lot of built up hatred. He's upset and it's coming through. He's not one to hide his emotions, but he went right in asking him about the bachelor party and who you're going to invite. And Louis was just kind of standoffish about that.
But also like, I think Louis knows, allegedly due to his past anger issues, he is on, when they first started doing it, I was like, oh shit, Teresa's not there to like tell him what he can and can't do. This could go really south.
Do you think that Teresa tells him what to do?
Yes.
I think it's the other way around. I think that he's very calm, and I think that he's learned that technique for sure.
Well, I think there's a difference. I think there's very calm. But there are some situations in which that person will blow regardless. Like if you have to focus on being calm, there's a very wild side.
Oh, for sure.
But we're having Louis on, so we need to ask him.
Yeah. I mean, but that's good that he knows that he can blow, and he has kind of
kind of threw Teresa under the bus. Like he didn't take any responsibility for, like when he had that conversation, he wasn't like, oh yes, I sat down with the kids and they told me this, this, and this. He was like, listen, I tried to tell Teresa that she should have your family, but it's
I don't think he threw it at the, I think he's just being honest. Like I tried to tell your sister this and I can't help the way she.
I've never heard him.
Because he was being blamed for something that he didn't have any control over. I don't think it's Louis's fault that Joe and Melissa's mom and sister are not invited. I don't think it's Louis's fault.
I don't think it's Louis's fault either, but I don't think he's been
around that long.
But he has been around 2 years, and I don't think he's been the cheerleader saying, you definitely need to have them, blah, blah, blah. Like, he could just say, listen, you guys don't, I would have respected it more. Listen, you have a really flawed relationship, and she didn't want to deal with it at the wedding.
Yeah,
she only wants people that are making her feel safe and comfortable, and people she meets one time at Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, and then they were saying, Louis was saying there's lots of slaps in the face that are going on between the two of them, going on the podcast, Melissa and Joe going on their podcast, and I don't remember exactly what was said on the podcast, but it pissed Teresa off.
Because he said they wouldn't be eating or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Their kids would not be eating if it wasn't for Joe and Melissa. And that's a big statement.
And then that's why I think Gabriella came on and said those things, because it was like, this is not true.
But it's sad to see that, to bring this little girl on that doesn't really want to be on camera that much and just breaking out into hives just to support her mom. But she felt strong about it. I'm not, you know, she obviously wants her opinion out there, but it's just sad that it's gotten to this point. Like it's horrible.
And who I even knows how much worse it's going to get as the season continues.
How about when Joey's like, tough guy, you're not a man, like that. And Louis just
starts punching the table
and then men just laughs at him.
When men punch things, there's nothing to me more embarrassing.
I mean, overall in this situation, I'll say that Louis definitely had more of a level head during this.
I agree. Yeah. Especially coming in, because he came in and like they were all kind of on Louis. Do we also need to point out the fact that Evan has been more on this season than Jackie?
You're right. I haven't thought about that.
But Evan is getting more screen time than Jackie. And Jackie came on this episode wanting, like, she was like, I want my whatever back, hand on my hip back.
Right. Well, you know, it did make me feel good that Louis suggested that he talk to his sister. Talk to your sister. And then for next episode,
when they write down on the pad of paper, I want peace.
Yes, like, that's you what can't I was remember say.
That bit of information. It's, I mean, I know.
Well,
that
I think. I, well, didn't Teresa call? Did he call her or she called him? And she's like, what's up? And Louis's like, here you go, Teresa. Here's what you need to say.
Want peace.
You want peace. Oh my God. I got a lot of fan just thoughts. Louis handled it well. Recycled storylines. I'm tired of watching this. The new girls are great. People love the new girls.
Oh, I love the new girls too. Somebody said Louis is working for Teresa's paycheck. Louis is making good TV.
Lots of hate for Jennifer Aiden. I got a lot of, I'm not even going to say what they are because I think they're mean, but.
Yeah, there's a lot of hate. And then a lot of like in-betweens, like, do you believe Melissa or Teresa? I truly believe they are both in the wrong.
Right, I do too. I like them both.
I like hanging out with both of them. Both times I've spent time with either one of them, I have enjoyed it. Right. Do I think, like, my personal assumption, or is that even a word? My personal view on both women is, like, Melissa is somebody who is more aware of what she's saying prior to saying it, where I think Teresa just acts off of the cuff.
Right.
So I think that that's a difference. Well, they're
different, totally different personalities, but we did get a comment about us.
Oh, me and you?
Yep. And it says, we need to know the real opinions here. I feel like you guys are holding back on New Jersey. And I think, like, I mean, if you want us to pick a side, it's not going to happen, honestly. Like, if you want to say picking a side, I just picked Louis' side over Joe's side today. But that's about, I'm not going to say one's wrong, one's right. But
I think, truthfully, they both have acted like assholes for a million years to each other. What I can say with 100% like feelings, I don't think they should be talking about it publicly. Yeah. I want to actually see them together trying to really work on it. Every time that they're having a conversation, it's within a group, which I'm sick of. Like, sit down one-on-one, Melissa and Teresa, and have this conversation.
I'm sure producers are good there. That's going to happen. I agree with this comment. Melissa is not biting her tongue. Finally. In the past, I feel like Melissa's really bitten her tongue and not really said what was on her mind. And I think this season, she's not holding back.
Well, you could tell it pissed her off when the new housewife blamed her brother's wife for their fractured relationship. And she was like, listen, no, I am the wife. And that's not the case. And who knows? We don't know who's pulling the strings behind. Like, we can only assume. We don't really know, like, what the relationship is between Melissa and Joe and who's the one that's really has the bigger issue. To me, it appears it's Joe.
Yeah.
But let's take a little break and come back and talk about Miami. Speaking of fractured relationships.
Our fractured ankles.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
All right, so we're back. Okay.
Okay. Well, they're still on Gilligan's Island. On this
little island. Miami.
And then it starts out with Adriana saying accidents have consequences, like Frankie claiming she could have lost her foot. First of all, I want to say you cannot compare losing a foot to what Frankie went through. You cannot. Also, and what he's going through, it's permanent.
Also, she didn't, even if she injured her ankle to the highest capacity.
I don't care if
she didn't lose a foot. She didn't. Even if the worst thing that could have happened is she broke her ankle and needed to get surgery. That's the worst case scenario. It's nowhere near.
A brain injury in a child that was in the hospital for 6 months and had to relearn to just walk and live. Like, it's just crazy to me that she couldn't see it. Now, later on, she finally, like, okay, I don't know what Adriana is doing right now, but it's not a good look.
It's not a good look. Do you think that Alexia's reaction was warranted? I do.
Yeah, 1,000%.
First time I have completely agreed with Alexia here.
I thought their two separate dinners got a little childish.
That was stupid to me.
That was childish.
Like, just sit there. Like, the whole point of these things. And then when they're like, oh, they accidentally put us at two different tables. I'm like, no, they didn't. This is not.
Nicole asked for two separate tables.
Oh, well, and then
can we please talk about Julia trying to prove she's a housewife by throwing the ice bucket at Marisol?
I thought that was,
I'm like, oh my god, just like most of her storyline, I feel like it's just done for camera. And I'm like, oh no, don't do that.
The whole ice bucket, that whole situation was awkward. The dinner of them switching back and forth and Gertie and Nicole trying to get drunk, but obviously they couldn't. And the puss face that Larsa was making the whole time.
Larsa wasn't really on that much. She was always in the background taking selfies
or texting.
I'm like, Larsa, you're on a reality show. Get that phone out of your hand right now.
We don't want to see it unless you're about to bring something up. But what I have noticed throughout is without Gertie, Marisol, and Nicole's confessionals, I don't feel like I see anybody else's confessionals really.
No, they just do such a good job at them. I mean,
describing
and Marisol is hilarious and she's starting to become my favorite.
And she's right on this. And she said something this episode that resonated with me. She's like, listen, I could get over the bullshit thing about Bumble. She's like, however, she did have to call her out. She's like, however, no man can message a woman first on Bumble. It has to be the woman that reaches out first. She's like, but what she said about Alexia said, I do like that. I'm happy for a ride or die type friendship that. Bother me watching reality.
But television. What I can't take this entire season is Adriana and her poor me's. I get it. Like, I'm not good with people with the poor me's because I'm like, you know, buckle up, buttercup. Like, that's just what you have to do. But she's sitting there. I live on my own. I have to shop for my own groceries and walk my dog. Welcome to life. Welcome to life.
You're not in this, you know, but also if you're going to really go over the top with an injury, don't wear heels.
the next day.
Well, and the thing is, don't be dancing around, and then don't come in 1 week later in a full Beyonce outfit. And is that what she did? She compare herself to Beyonce or Jennifer Lopez? Either way, it was a big comparison.
I'm like, oh, this girl's got some balls. Got some balls. But okay, so we have to talk about this. So Leah Black makes her debut. She was on the earlier season. And she basically was giving Lisa advice. But before she gave her advice, she gave her a lot of shade. I mean, literally, Lisa walked in the house. Leah was already shading her about the food. Oh, she's telling the person making the food, oh, well, there's no carrots and celery on there. She's probably not going to eat that. We don't have carrots. Lisa won't eat. And then as soon as she walks in, she goes, well, we don't have carrots. And it's like, oh my God, give it up. Then Lisa looks in the mirror. She goes, of course you're looking in the mirror, darling. And it's like, oh my God. And then she said, you look all tan. I got a spray tan. Well, of course you did. Like, she was just trying to belittle her.
But also she had a pillow with her own tagline on it. I cannot.
Well, I see, this is what I see. Bravo calling up Leah. Hey, would you like to make an appearance on Miami? Well, yes, I'll do that. Only if I can shoot my scene in front of my skincare products. So if I could put those right in front of me, stacked up very nicely, as if we're taking a photo shoot. Yes, I'll do that, because that's exactly what it looked like. They were sitting there. Products were all placed really nicely and they were filming. I'm like, stop it.
Well, then we get to Adriana's.
But I will say she does have good advice.
Oh, we may as well stay.
She's very smart and she does have good advice. I just didn't like that shade, but I'm sure, you know.
She's just trying to get her digs in. But speaking of digs in, while we stay on Lisa, we should talk about the conversation between Lisa and her mother-in-law. You're seeing the flip happen, which is what my question is.
Well, you knew that was going to happen.
Right. But what I need to know is, was Lisa gone because she was filming Housewives, or did she go out of town and go away a bunch of weekends and party working?
That's what I was wondering as well, because, you know, it's being brought up multiple times, and even Lisa herself brought it up, that she was out partying.
Because I can say this, like, if I was going out and not being paid multiple weekends and not like, my husband would be pissed. Like,
My husband wouldn't put up with that.
That's why I always joke. I'm like, I do anything fun I want to do with my friends during the week because my kids are in school. If I want to like go for a spa day or a boozy brunch or any of those things, I do them during the week because I don't want it to affect our like home life balance. Right. And like, for example, I'm in Vegas right now because I'm with Edwin on his work retreat. And then when we're in Vegas the next time, it's for 2 teas in a pod. Like, I'm not.
And he's going to be there too.
Like, I'm not. And Eddie's going to be there. Yeah.
I'm not one that goes out a lot. Filming the show, we do a lot of things without our husbands. And that's probably the most that I ever do. Eddie always jokes that it's hard to even get me out of the house. I'm just such a homebody. I was so excited it's going to rain for the next 4 days because
I
get to be home. Just an excuse because God forbid we drive in this rain.
Which leads me to the next question, which if you're sick, because this is going to be controversial and I'm not saying this to piss people off, but if your husband or your wife repeatedly tells you, I need you to stop going out so much, it is affecting our marriage, it's affecting our relationship, and you continue to do so.
Well, then you're.
Are you asking for it?
Yes, you're making your point.
And I think the one thing that I want, I don't think he should have cheated on her, but the one thing that I wish that she would say and come forward about, like, we weren't happy, so I probably went out more than I should have.
Yeah.
If she just said that, it all would go away for me.
But like, who knows if it's actually true? Who knows if it's just something he's put out there? And
no, she admitted to it to the woman. Yeah. She's like, well, that's not fair to say, but she didn't say, no, I don't. But I am curious, is it if it's for Housewives, that's a dick thing for them to imply because that's her job.
Yeah.
But if it's every weekend, she's going out partying just on her own. When you have 2 small kids, unfortunately, that's no longer an option anymore.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's no doubt.
Well, then we get to the, you know, we're at the music video release party, which I have to say, I do like the song. but Adriana is really upset that the other women aren't there. I'm like, are you shocked? They don't, like, at some point, do you think producers should step in and make these two groups kind of come together? Or you think there's just going to continue being a bigger and bigger divide between the newbies and the olds?
I don't know. I feel like we're going on another season of the division between the newbies and the originals. I don't know. It's so hard to tell because the dynamics change in housewife world all the time. But I mean, it was interesting to see like Adriana's music video party where she said, move over, Beyonce. J-Lo's in the house. I mean, the ego. Then she referred to herself as Britney Spears.
And then goes, actually, Britney
Spears. And not Gertie showing up in your BravoCon dress.
I saw.
Yeah.
But good thing I didn't pick the gold one because that would have been Gertie and Denise that both were the gold one. I'm glad I picked the rainbow.
Yep. But you had the gold one first, right?
I did. The gold one looked better on me than the rainbow one looked. So I really wanted the gold. But now I'm glad because apparently it was a lot of other people's idea as well. Right. But what about Marisol's house?
She's having her caviar king party.
I feel like as a joke, you and I need to have a caviar party. The only time I ever almost tried it was on a housewives thing. It was PK's. Hold on. What was it? It was PK's James Bond party on the yacht.
Oh, yes. I've tried it a few times. I mean, I don't hate it. It's just not something I feel like it's just like a status thing.
Well,
you
know what
I got, please? No.
Well, what would you rather have? Caviar.
Don't say snail.
A squid ink cocktail. Like the only place I want ink is a pen. I don't want it in my drinks. I don't know. If they mean actual squid juice or ink, a squid ink makes
you ever scuba dive? Have you ever been scuba diving and gotten like shot with that ink?
No.
I have.
Is ink equivalent to like?
And Bora Bora did. I don't know. And another one shot out some like gooey stuff. Like,
I don't want to drink it. I don't know.
Do you remember Adriana's song? I think it had like two words.
Fire.
It had like two words in the entire song.
Well, they didn't. They gave her like 35 seconds of a song, which is pretty good because like Melissa Etheridge on Beverly Hills only got like a minute and 10 seconds. So I'm like, that's a pretty good situation.
Yeah. So she starts to acknowledge the fact at her party that what she said was not good. And it was a bad thing to say to compare the two. And then she doubles down and says, thank you, girls, for not being fair weathered friends. It's like,
but also, what about her text? Her text was the most jacked up apology text.
My bad.
Larsa did make me laugh. Like, my bad is like when you accidentally like bump somebody's toe or like forget to open forget to hold the door open.
Right. It's not part of an apology, that's for sure.
My bad. I feel like here's a PSA to all housewives, including ex-housewives like myself who tends to do them. Stop doing analogies. They always
get
you
in trouble. Yes. I did. That's funny you say that because I did an analogy this season.
Oh, no. Is it going to bite you in the ass?
I mean, if you think about the actual analogy, no, I'm absolutely right. But the other person did not like my analogy.
But is your analogy shady or is it like a factual analogy?
It's a factual analogy that's shady.
Oh, hell. We're going to have to text after this. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod. Final question. If you had to pick one, would you rather watch Real Housewives of Miami or Real Housewives of New Jersey?
No, don't do that to me.
You have to pick. I made Jacqueline pick on the last pod because I'm not letting, this isn't Watch What Happens Live where you get to plead the fifth. We're not playing that game.
Well, it's
here.
Really hard because New Jersey is just warming up and Miami's just close. They only have a few more episodes and Teddy Cohen. Right? I'm going to say, God, I'm going to say Jersey. Jersey's the one I would. Wait, what was the question again?
If you had to pick only one show to watch, Jersey or
I'm going to say Jersey, just because they have a whole season ahead of them.
And they have a lot longer time to go. Yeah. I mean, but okay. Final thing, as we close up shop, you have to pick one. And it can't be Nicole, because this is both going to be our easy picks, because we both like her and we relate to her and we see ourselves in her and we're being narcissistic and we're like, okay, she's our person. Yeah. But one person other than Nicole on Miami and Jersey that you would make your best friend.
Other than Nicole?
Like, you cannot pick Nicole. Nicole is out of the running.
Out of the running. Oh my goodness. Alexia? I think she would be fun to hang out with. Yeah. But I also Gertie or Marisol. I like them all.
Saying Jersey too. You get to add in Jersey. You have all those to pick from. You're still going to pick.
Jersey. I like Danielle.
Oh my gosh.
I like the new Danielle.
Hold on. The Danielle stuff with her daughter and the art show.
She was very smart, that little girl.
I love that girl. She knows how to get the finger. She knows Jackson Pollock. Like, she's smarter than I am, and she's not even in kindergarten.
Yeah. No, that was very.
No, I like it. I'm
what
into
all,
it.
What all happened? So, didn't something happen with the father started crying, and I can't remember why.
Oh, he started crying because her and her brother don't talk anymore.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I felt like that was and I think the fact that she opened up and talked about how her parents didn't talk and now they're starting to have a relationship again because she put an ultimatum that it had to be for the kids. And
yeah.
I think it's good casting. I appreciate it. I think they effortlessly.
I like her.
I like it a lot. I think that my guess is that the person that's going to end up having the hardest season, other than this Melissa and Teresa situation, is I feel like shit's about to really hit the fan with Janaden.
I do too.
Because also, remember all that stuff, like my mind started going back to BravoCon and thinking about the night that she threw the drink and all that stuff. Bill wasn't there for that,
right.
Whether it was water or whatever it was. And when I was doing all my podcasts, in the press room, Bill just kind of stood there silent.
Well,
where everybody else was kind of like mingling and chatting and having drinks. And
there's going to be some trouble in paradise. I can already feel it by the way they're heading and the conversation they had at that lunch after the cheese party. Something's going down, but I love you. Have fun in Vegas. I got to go take Ava to Target.
I'm off to the spa and then I have a 3-hour awards dinner tonight.
Oh my God. I have a little lunch date with my mom and Ava and we're going to go take her shopping at Target. So we can spoil her.
Well, can you pick me up some makeup wipes?
quick funny story. I'm in the office early in the morning. Ryan drops Ava off every Thursday to my mom who lives here.
Yeah.
And, I rolled the window up and I'm listening and Ryan's going, Ma, Grandma, do not give her sugar. Do not give her Nutella. Can I give her Nutella? No Nutella, no McDonald's, no sugar. And he's being very stern with her. And so he drives off and I go in there to go see Ava. And my mom goes, can you believe Ryan won't let Ava eat? And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, she can't have Nutella. She can't have chocolate. I go, Mom.
She can't have McDonald's chicken nuggets.
I come on, it's all sugar. Well, what's she going to eat? That's what she likes.
I know. Well, we all say the same thing to my family. Like, because I don't know what it is about once you become a grandparent or a great grandparent, you want to bribe the children with food. Bribe them with toys. Why are you bribing them with
right.
like, my dad will be like, you want a Coca-Cola? I'm like, she's three. No.
No, she doesn't drink Coca-Cola. I know. So we're going to go take her shopping.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, I love you, Tam.
I love you too. Have fun. Don't do anything bad in Vegas.
I guess on the last pod, I said that Edwin and I always fight in Vegas. So I woke up this morning after my, I did like the karaoke post and there's all these people that listen to Two Teas in a Pod and they're like, did you get in a fight? Did y'all fight?
Oh my God. I gotta go look.
We're two nights in, no fights.
Wait,
and
when are you coming home again?
Tomorrow, thank God.
Okay.
Vegas, this many nights is...
It's too much. It's too much. I like the 24-hour, the 48-hour. In and out.
In and out. All right, but now I'm going to go get rubbed on, so I don't have much to complain about.
Go get a rub down.
Bye.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.